So, for to start with, can you do a welcome?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be Liam with your shaved beard.
Yeah, do that. Are we ready? Are you feeling ready?
No.
Welcome.
Liam's had a shave this week.
Smooth.
This is actually not Liam. This is Claire, our bail specialist from Tool and Flow. And actually, this is probably going to be the best vlog yet.
Well, that's pressure.
No, it's not, because normally it's just me and Liam. So it's going to be better than that. Liam is in the background.
Yes.
And I'm already in the bad books. For saying that this will be a better vlog.
Never.
Nah. And we also have Claire's partner as well, Jay, in the background. Oh, yeah, husband. Yeah. So it's, we always say partner. It's like a rule of
partner. It sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but husband and wife.
I know.
So, and they still look happy. So if you if you've got doubts, it's working. So don't worry, guys. Liam, one of the first questions I heard Liam ask actually was, how's married life? Like, and you said such a sweetest answer.
I think it was Jay that said it, to be fair, not me. Oh, I just went, yeah, it's the same.
And Jay was really nice. He was like, yeah, we're so driven. And I was like, oh. So, yeah, all good. So we brought Claire today. We're spending the weekend together just because we're constantly texting. And thought actually it'd be nice to actually speak in person.
Yeah, we do work as well, but
yeah, in between work, obviously, in between veils. Yeah. And yeah, Claire, every veil that is made here is made by Claire, and they're just exceptional. We, every bride that walks through the door, to be honest, we make them fall in love, because if they don't fall in love with you, even though they haven't met you, I give them this like stern, disappointed look. You know that look that your mum gives you when you've done something wrong?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, how dare you not love our Claire? So yeah, I want you to really just tell us a bit about yourself, how you got into veils and how long you've been doing it.
Well, it's officially been 3 years, but I officially went full time with it couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I got into it. I've worked in the bridal industry for 12 years now. And I've always had that creative streak just running in the background. I used to make dancing costumes, and bridal's just always been one of those things that I've wanted to get into. So then when I started working in a bridal boutique, it was kind of the best of both worlds. I could work hands-on with the fabrics and with the brides and just get a real feel for everything. And I just love it.
When did you make your first ever veil?
So it's 2018, wasn't it? I think I started doing it. And I don't even know where it came from. I have no idea where it came from. It was probably just me sat at home going, I need to do something. And yeah, we just bought some tulle, and I said to Jay, can you help me figure out a pattern? And yeah, we made the pattern together, didn't we? And cut it out. And I think the first one was Blondie, which actually is still a really popular one now. So sequin lace at the bottom, a chapel length, single tier, and it just built from there. I just got the bug. Aww. And just, yeah, started building.
So that first veil, was it for a bride or just a practice?
Just practice. Literally practice. And then from that first one, I realised that I really wanted to sort of specialise in the tulle. I think that's my main thing, really, is the amazing, luxurious qualities of the tulle, and I really wanted to get that right.
And honestly, that shines through in every one of your designs. Something just definitely broke in the studio. No idea what it was. I was trying to be professional then and not let it affect me, but I think my face gave it away. But every single design of yours is made with such luxurious materials, and you can just tell the difference apart from kind of the other veils out there on the market. They are exceptional. They're so soft. They just flow naturally. There's not a lot of work that goes into a veil.
No.
In terms of, like, you don't have to constantly put it into a perfect place, because the material is just so nice. It just floats down and it's gorgeous. It's like effortless. So we love them. One question that we want to have answered today is kind of what is possible in the world of veils, because a veil is something that can really help a bride personalise their style. So they may go for a dress which is kind of off the rack and not alter much to it, but they can add in their own mm-hmm. personal style yeah. with a veil.
Yeah.
So we just want to know, like, what's possible? What's the most crazy veil that you've been asked to create?
I did a leopard print one.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, it was literally leopard print tulle glitter.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think
gosh.
It was, like, a champagne colour.
Oh, nice.
It's for the individual bride, isn't it, at the end of the day? But I always say your veil is your oyster.
Yeah.
Just like your dress, you know. Anything is possible. And that's across veils, overskirts, capes, wings, anything. I mean, have you got any? I don't know.
No, throw us some
throw
questions,
some ideas.
Guys.
Right, well, Jay, we're behind the camera.
To the audience.
So, you must have loads of questions, Jay.
I guess, like, length, a lot of girls aren't sure about sort of what length is going to work best for them. Mm. Is there a typical length that you would suggest for anybody, mm-hmm. or is it really just sort of what suits the dress?
Tends to be what suits the dress, really. So I tend to find your more ethereal gowns with your long trains, chapel length or cathedral length, or even royal cathedral if you want to go really out there and extra, which there's nothing wrong with that on the wedding day. And then I tend to find your fingertip length and elbow length, things like that, will work with anything that's got layers to the bottom of the skirt. You tend to find your fitted dresses, so your mermaid fishtail, work well with your shorter veils. But again, it's whatever is, you know, suitable to the bride. It's not a case of you have to have this veil with this dress, this length with this dress. You can do whatever works for you, really, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, so it's perfect. I'm always confident if a girl comes in and she's like, this is what I've got in mind. I always obviously text, is this possible? Yeah. But Claire comes back, yeah. So we've actually done one recently. We put in an order for one, which is like an ombre effect with pearls.
Yeah.
So we had the pearl veil, but actually the pearls at the top were a little bit too much for this bride's dress, so she's gone ombre effect. I think you've done one where you've actually matched the dress and it's got 3D florals.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about 3D florals. Tell us a bit more about that.
3D
what are the possibilities?
So in at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
And they're one of my favourite veils to make.
Are they?
So I do one at the minute called Romy, and it's like a drape veil. So it's two combs at either side, and then it's got 3D flowers scattered all down, so it looks so natural and elegant.
Oh, I love that.
But your 3D florals can really be anything, so you can mix in sort of embroidery with a 3D flower. So we do sort of like a vine leaf embroidery. I think you've got a bride doing something similar.
I think so,
And then add the 3D flowers to it. We can hand paint the 3D flowers to work with your Savin dresses that you've got here. So honestly, I love 3D florals, and they're in at the moment. They're going to be in next year. They're just timeless.
They are, and they just add that extra kind of dimension as well to your bridal style, because you do want to walk down to your ceremony and have everybody get, you know, literally be starstruck by your style, and one of the first things they'll see as you're walking down is your veil.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
And actually, another thing that I want to talk about is your veil at your wedding. Oh my gosh. I mean, I was expecting like a spectacular veil, but when you walked in, the first thing I looked at was your veil, I must admit. I was like, veil, what is it? I need to know what it's like. And me and Liam actually had a bet on kind of like what your style would be like. And I guessed 100%. Yeah, I got it right. Yeah, I was so pleased with myself. But it was so, so beautiful. Talk us through your veil.
There was so much pressure.
Were there?
I think there is. I mean, I wasn't going to have a veil. I know that's like shock revelation as a veil designer. I know your face says it all. But I never found I suited a veil whenever I've, you know, tried them on and things. But then I was kind of like, well, I kind of have to have one done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a very good veil designer if I didn't. And because my dress was a little bit out there, quite sparkly, I did find it quite difficult to find something that would work with it that I, you know, hadn't done before.
Mm.
And then I was working on the new collection to be, and I think it was Christmas time, and Jay had gone out Christmas shopping, so I'm sat there stitching all this lace on, and I looked at it, I took a step back and looked at it, and I was like, I don't want anybody else to have this. I think this is my veil. I want to have this for myself. And yeah, just built from there. So made it longer, made it wider, and bought more lace. And just, yeah.
How did you hide it for so long?
I think I saw it twice. Yeah, I did.
I had it in one of my veil boxes in the master bedroom, I think. I was like, I just thought, if I don't mention it, he's not going to go looking.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, do you need these? You know, I was doing a delivery or something. And he's like, do you need one of these boxes? Lifted it up, and my face was like that. I don't know how I hid it, that you'd seen it. So I was like, oh. I was like, oh, no, that's for a bride next year. Don't worry about it.
No way.
So cringy.
Did Jay have an expectation as well as to what your veil would be? Or
I think you said you didn't want to have any kind of expectation. Same with the dress. You were saying, I kept saying to you, oh, what do you think it's going to look like? And it was like, I don't want to even think about it because I don't want you to give anything away, you know, accidentally. So I don't think you had any expectations.
No. I tried not to have an expectation just in case I then thought, oh, it's definitely going to be this now. And then on the day, I wouldn't get the full experience of seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about it in my head.
Yeah.
So I just thought, nope, the minute you think of it, stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the day.
Can I just say, Jay, honestly, nearly had me and Liam in tears on the wedding day. Because Jay was just like, honestly, I've never seen such a tough cookie cry so much. But it was so, so lovely to actually, that is honestly the dream, to see your partner and they instantly look at you and you can see almost a sense of relief, and when you walk through the door and just how much they clearly love you and how like in awe they were. And I mean, you did look incredible. I think I was close to tears. But when I saw Jay, we were both like, oh, calm down, us two. Like, we do not cry, but we were pretty much like, ooh, this is emotional.
That wasn't even the aim either.
So, yeah, that's our first.
Question. Oh, I've got a question.
Oh, have you?
Two questions.
Oh, come on.
Colour. Any colour is possible?
Absolutely. Any colour. You can even do a multicoloured veil if you wanted. So, ombre, rainbow colours. Literally anything. I know that's a really like broad spectrum answer, but you can literally do anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I love playing around with sort of colours with ivory dresses, so pick an ivory dress and go for a blush veil. I just think that looks absolutely fantastic. I keep looking at that dress there. But literally any colour at all. And the same with embellishment, you know, you could pick, say, an ivory veil and have coloured embellishment on it. So yeah, any colour.
And there might be brides watching this going, well, not only do I not know how much a dress costs, but I don't know sort of the investment needed for a veil either. So maybe you just want to touch on that.
Yeah, of course. So it really does depend on kind of the embellishment, the style of your veil, and the length of your veil. That does dictate how much, because of course, the more material and the more kind of detail that's going into it, there'll be more cost to it. So we have veils here that start from around £130, and then they go up depending on how much detail and how much length, and also whether they are double tier. But it really does. If you're then wanting to go down the bespoke route, we will always liaise with Claire first, make sure it's possible. She pretty much always says yes. She will make it happen. And then she'll get a price to us to see what it will be. So it just really is depending on what you want. But we have veils that start from £130. So, yeah, it's...
Anything's adaptable as well. So if you had a bride who liked Coralia with a pearl scatter all over, if she wanted to keep the cost down, we can just... say do slightly less pearls, or lay the pearls out a different way, or use a different type of tulle. There's always ways to adapt things to work around the individual bride as well.
Perfect. And I mean, that's a great thing about having a veil specialist here as well. We are not just buying stock of veils. The veils that we have, you can try them on and, you know, we can run through your options, but that isn't your only option. It is pretty much endless, and you can, you know, I mean, you can even embroider like dates, names, lyrics, anything.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
You're basically turning your veil into a work of art.
Yeah. And I love that, though, because it is about adding personality. And as well, veils are something that are easy to keep in storage and keep for a while, so those details of your wedding day that you can keep forever.
Yeah.
And they're so important. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Liam's giving me the eyebrows, like, shut up.
Stop talking.
No, you've got good time.
Are we? Oh, right. Oh, right, mega. Because he gave me the thumbs up before, and I was like, oh, I think we're at the end now. But actually, I was like, no, I have a question. Well, I was like, oh.
To move on.
Oh. Sorry.
You're talking too much. I'm
yeah. Like... How dare we have fun? He's a fun killer over there.
No.
So, you will be back next week
yeah.
because... Not that you're stopping here for another week. We just filmed two in one go. You can stop, absolutely, as long as you can cook on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm joking. So you will be back next week. So if there's any questions that you want to put to us, please comment,
what
like,
do if they
share,
like the content?
Ring the bell.
Comment.
Tell your neighbours.
Tell your neighbours. Subscribe.
Subscribe. That's the one I always forget.
Is there a like option as well? Isn't there? I'm sure you
yeah,
can
like,
thumbs up.
Yeah. People are thumbsing us down, so thumbs down to you.
No. Thumbs up all the way.
How dare you? So yeah, please drop any comments that you've got, any questions that you've got, and we'll get Claire to answer them.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Over and out. Are you laughing?
No.
Do you want me to do a proper sign off?
We're finished.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.